Hello, and this is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a special edition of Beantunes Radio because I have two guests with me this week. Do you care to introduce yourselves?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Wilson. This is Jill's dad.
Hi. This is Young. This is Jill's mom, Jillian's mom. We call her Jillian, so Jillian's mom.
Yeah, or we call her Bean of, you know, the moniker Bean Tunes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very good. First time on radio, how does it feel?
I've been on the radio before.
Oh, okay.
Not this.
Sorry. Not my first time on the radio. this week we're going to play music that we put together in a playlist. And what inspired you to put these songs on the playlist? You picked AHA, I'm assuming.
Well, that was my first concert. Growing up in South Korea, going to a concert like this was a big deal. I believe this was 1989. So it was my big first concert. Mm-hmm. I believe my mom, your grandmother, was waiting for me outside the stadium.
In the parking lot. Very cool. And
best
so
time.
We listened to that song quite a bit.
Yeah.
What else inspired putting these songs on the playlist?
I don't know. I think we talked about important music, like important moments in our life with you, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes, and it's Parents Weekend, so we had to put some dad rock on there.
Represent all of the dads
exactly.
Out there.
Yeah. Also some music that could potentially embarrass you.
Why? In what way?
I don't know.
I don't see anything that would embarrass me. Wiggles? No Wiggles. The Wiggles were technically my first concert, but I don't tell anyone that because I have a cooler first concert, which is Death Cab for Cutie. Mm-hmm. Someone was asking me about it yesterday, what my first concert was, and I told them Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, we wanted to curate that experience for you.
Yeah.
So
and you became insufferable.
Were you imagining that someone was going to ask, like, what were you imagining that would come up, like...
Well, it's one of my favorite questions to ask when I meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine you meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. What would it say about me if my first concert was Death Cab for Cutie?
I'm glad that you don't say Wiggles.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes out as like sort of a secret. I'll be like, I have a secret to tell, and I'll be like, my first concert was actually the Wiggles. Anyway, we will be back to chat some more about our choices for music today, but maybe we should play another song. This one is from the Smashing Pumpkins. The song is called 1979. Who picked this one?
I picked this one.
Why did you choose to play the Smashing Pumpkins today?
This was my transitional song from high school to college. And mm-hmm. I just remember being in New York early 90s, going to see Smashing Pumpkin, listening to Smashing Pumpkin.
Your mom is very grungy.
Yeah. And very like Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the title of the band.
So you're playing this song to prove that you were cooler than me in college.
Yes.
I don't think she's ever worn any flannel, but...
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Cooler than that.
Yeah. See, I've been known to wear flannel at some points in my life.
Yeah.
So
it stood out to me, that band, just because there was also an Asian band member.
Oh, true. Yeah, we've talked about that. Very cool. Anyway, so this song is called 1979, and it's by the Smashing Pumpkins. I hope you enjoy it.
Live wire right above the street. saying anything, not saying anything. Says a lot, says a lot. I still see your face.
We're back. That was Wilco. The song's called A Bowl and a Pudding, and it was released in 2023. That's new Wilco. We have a Wilco expert in the room.
Yes. Not me.
A Wilco obsessive.
Yeah. So how did you discover Wilco? Maybe that's a starter question for our Wilco expert.
That is a good question. I don't know. I think college radio in Philly, mm-hmm. probably. And just
where
friends.
Is Wilco from?
Wilco is from, I think, Belleville, Illinois, right outside St. Louis.
Oh, so you did know that.
That's they sort of originated because they were in a band called Uncle Tupelo, and the two lead singers sort of had a falling out, and so one guy, Jay Farrar, led Sunvolt. Sunvolt had an amazing debut album, but then every album since, in my opinion, has sounded exactly like that debut album. And then
that's
Wilco
a tough thing to come out of.
Yes. Started sort of one thing, which was kind of alt country, and then they became much more diverse. So they're a much more interesting band to me.
Yeah. So the reason I'm quizzing on Wilco is because I was explaining to my parents just now that usually I'll come into the studio and just be like, well, this song reminds me of my friend, and I don't really have many facts to back me up. So we finally have someone in the room who can name all of the Wilco facts.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, this is off their latest album, which is called Cousin, came out, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of channeling their inner Drake, inner Nick Drake on that song. I think.
Not inner Drake.
Not inner Drake. No. Nick Drake's very, very different. But first album since Yankee Hotel Foxtrot to have a outside producer.
Oh, who's the producer?
Kate LeBon.
Oh, wow. Very cool. See, I didn't know any of this stuff. It's all very good information.
Good Wilco facts.
Yeah. The only thing that I know about Wilco is that they have one album cover that's that parking building in Chicago.
Yes, those kind of like those twin towers.
The two towers. That's and I took a picture from the same angle.
Yes.
And then also that the guy's name is Jeff Tweedy.
That's the lead singer.
Yes.
And that album just had its 20th anniversary. Came out, well, sort of officially 2002, but actually was released online before 9/11.
Oh.
Which was a little prescient because there's a lot of lyrics that sort of talk about ashes of American flags and buildings swaying, and it's kind of like a little creepy that it was in the album before that happened.
So. That's like when everyone says that the Simpsons, they predicted 9/11.
Ah, yeah, so the Simpsons predict everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's very strange. Anyway, we're going to go back to the music. This next one is from Blur, off the album The Great Escape. Did you pick this one? I'm assuming you picked this one.
I did.
Any reason why this song off of this album?
I just like
the song. You just like this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool All video. Right. Check it out online.
I was listening to this album a lot last year, and then I've since stopped listening as much to Blur because they had a new album, which I didn't really like very much. Mm. And so then I stopped listening to Blur. Okay. But we I think a couple, maybe last year we watched a documentary, or there was like some Netflix special on Blur and Oasis.
Mm,
and
that's Britpop Wars.
Yeah, yes. The Britpop Wars. And so then I started listening to Blur a lot because I chose Team Blur.
Mm, interesting, because you're bougie.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not working color. Like those Oasis boys.
I know. Maybe that says something bad.
I suppose that would be our fault.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, this song is called The Universal, and it's by Blur.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and to karaoke songs, how we like to sing along, though the words are wrong. And really, really, really could I burn? Yes, and really. Your lucky day. Well, here's your lucky day. And really, really, really could I burn? Yes, and really, really, really could I burn? If the days they seem to fall through you, well, just let them go. Well, it will. Really, really, could I burn? Yes, it really,
incarcerate and I'm obsolete. But if the chance remains to see those better days, I cut the cannons down. My ears are blown to bits from all the rifle hits, but still I crave that sound. Your sword's grown old and rusty, burnt beneath the rising sun.
That was Vampire Weekend, Giving Up the Gun, off the album Contra from 2010. Now it's time for us to read a PSA, because we're around halfway done with our show. So, would you like to read our PSA?
I would love to read the PSA. Today's PSA is on pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street, both drivers and walkers.
Sorry.
This is important public safety.
Both
drivers and walkers need to
see. This is harder than you think.
To keep the road safe, when you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the sidewalks for pedestrians.
You're bad at this.
To stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
See, you know, it's easy to joke about our PSAs, but that message could remind someone to look both ways and save their life today.
Indeed.
Do you remember what we used to tell you to watch out when you start walking independently?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't remember specifically.
I think when you start taking public transportation on your own, we used to give you all different
advice. What would you say?
Well, like, watch your, you know.
Oh, to look both ways and stuff. The only lesson that I really remember, like, in terms of safety, was when you pretended we had to act out a kidnapping scene in our house.
And the scene was if somebody came to you with a very cute puppy.
And you described it as they have a white van and they're offering you candy or
a cute puppy. And I said, little girl, can you help me?
And
I need your help with my little cute puppy. Mm-hmm. And you completely forgot what we
like, said, sure.
I will come to your white van and help you with a very cute puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Did someone tell you to do that with me? Or did you just decide that was the best way teach me?
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to teach you like life skill, good life skill. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would fail that, though.
Why?
You would follow
a cute puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Into a unsafe situation.
To a white van.
I think, yeah. Do you think
unmarked white van.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it would be a puppy or like a goat? A baby
Both.
Goat.
Baby goat. Any baby animals.
Yeah. So for anyone listening, if you would like to steal my mom's phone, you should probably find a cute puppy,
cute animal, yes.
And a cute baby goat. That maybe no kidnapping demonstrations.
Yeah. We need a cute animal kidnapping PSA.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should write that.
Yes.
PSA. So this next song we were talking about more recently, basically I told my parents that they needed to come up with a list of songs to play. So they sent me a list this morning, and then we had some more time to fill. So then we decided on Morrissey. Does anyone want to talk about why Morrissey's important to us as a family? Why we're standing behind Morrissey?
We both like Morrissey.
But he is problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to defend his personal character.
Well, I don't know. I spent a lot of time translating his lyrics in high school as I was learning English.
Oh.
And I thought that they translated easy for me. Hmm. Easily for me.
Does he use lyrics. Easy words? Like,
no, I understood his sentiment, I think.
Oh.
Universal feeling. Universal feeling. Knew nothing about his history, but I really, really connected with his lyrics.
How do you say I feel black on the outside because black is how I feel on the inside?
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So I really like Morrissey and I really like his style. So I think that's connected. I went to a few concerts.
How many times collectively? Well, I've never seen Morrissey, but how many times have we seen Morrissey collectively?
Three times.
You three times.
I think all three times he was extremely late.
Yeah. Mm.
I've seen him once. I was going to see him once in college, but of course he canceled because he tends to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it so? It's like kind of a risk if you're going to buy tickets to see him.
Yes.
Well, did you get refunded for the concert?
Yeah.
That's kind of horrible. So maybe we're not going to defend Morrissey as a person, but we.
As an artist,
yes,
we like his music.
Sure.
So this song is called Suede Head. Any personal connection to the song, or do you just like the song?
Well, there is a possibility that I might go see him next weekend with my old roommate from college.
Oh.
And he used to actually sort of mock me for liking Morrissey.
Really?
And he used to sort of like mock this particular song. So this is a shout out to Neeraj.
Thanks, Neeraj. Well, what would Neeraj say about this song? What in particular about this song?
Oh, I don't know. Just I think Morrissey is very easily mockable.
Yeah, so. sure. This we're going to listen to Suede Head and we can make our judgments about it off air.
Exactly.
And then we'll come back after a few more songs. This next one is Suede Head by Morrissey.
Shower and blue potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. There are days when outside your window I see my reflection as I slowly pass.
That was I Will Possess Your Heart by Death Cab for Cutie, which we mentioned earlier was my first concert, or whatever we're calling my first concert. We're heading towards the end of the show, so we're going to, you know, chat again and then maybe play one more song before the end of the show. But I wanted to ask if you had any reflections on Parents Weekend, because this weekend was Parents Weekend, and obviously it's Sunday, so Parents Weekend is coming to a close. So anything you wanted to say about Parents Weekend?
Well, this is our last one. Mm-hmm. You're senior and your only child.
Yes. So this is the last ever Parents Weekend, unless our dog or cat decides to go to college.
No more money left.
I don't think you get in.
I don't know how tough schedule went back to back last year. The weather was beautiful. Mm-hmm. This weekend also, it was lovely.
Lovely.
I just love hanging out with your roommates.
Mm-hmm. We had a big party at our house yesterday.
A lovely cookout.
With the hot dogs, charcuterie board, other snacks. Yeah, I had a big snack dinner yesterday. We were all talking about this after you went back to eat dinner and go to bed. but that all of us like ate so much just like snack food yesterday that we were all so full and like rolling around on the ground being like, oh, we're so full.
It was lovely. You guys are great hosts.
We have a great house.
Great host.
Yeah. My favorite thing was seeing everyone next to their parents because one of our friends came over and he was like, Jill's parents, Bronwyn's parents, Lauren's parents. He like knew immediately like who belonged to who, which I thought was awesome.
Well, it's kind of easy to spot you.
Yes. Only East Asians in the building. Yeah. No, but like walking around campus too is fun because you see like the pairs of parents and then walking around with their kid. Very funny. It's the feeling on campus is very, very different during Parents Weekend than it usually is. It's usually a little bit drearier because people are like walking by themselves with headphones on.
Yeah.
Unless it's nice outside, in which case it's like it's very lively on campus and people are playing spike ball. Mm-hmm. Or do you remember what you used to do in college when it was nice outside? Did you have any like
hockey sack?
Hacky sack.
Hacky sack was a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just hanging out.
Hanging out on the lawn.
I remember playing football once in a while with no pads, and that's kind of dangerous, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I got my face stepped on once. That was kind of fun.
Oh my God. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Football. Yeah, I'm not really into that. I don't think.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time indoors too.
Yeah.
Poker and other.
Right.
Listening to music.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like we do less of that. We do a lot of watching TV. But for the most part, we've been trying to spend time outside because it's so nice out. It's stayed very nice on campus, which makes campus life a little bit more fun. And then once it becomes winter, people end up in their house a lot more.
Mm, I wish you guys could go on apple picking. It's a really good group
activity.
I know it's a little bit old school, but...
Old school? I think people are still into apple picking. Yeah, maybe we'll go do that and do some other fall activities.
It's fun.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely try to get that sorted before the fall is over and it becomes winter and it becomes actually really depressing here when the sun sets at 4 p.m.
That's sad.
So we're almost done with our show, so it's time for me to close out. This is your DJ Jill Yum with BeanTunes Radio and with my guests...
Young
and
Wilson,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week, unfortunately, without my parents, but maybe I'll have another guest just because having guests is fun. And yeah, same time and same place. I hope you tune in next week. And I'll have two more listeners next week because my parents won't be in the studio, they'll actually be listening to the show. two more than this week. Maybe we have zero this week.
Mindy's listening.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Mindy. we have one more song for you today. It's by Radiohead. We have one huge Radiohead fan and one kind of sort of Radiohead fan.
I met Tom
and someone York, who's so. Met Tom York, so. Which is a story for maybe next time you come on air.
Yes.
So if that'll keep you on the edge of your seat for the next parents WMFO show. But this song is called Let Down and it's off the album OK Computer.